This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
The first airing that changed daytime TV, amid 1980s pop culture. Discover how a humble 1986 TV show debut reshaped daytime television during the vibrant 1980s pop culture era. Remembering the first day on TV, how one show changed everything. Hey! So, picture this. It's the mid-1980s. Big hair, neon everything, and the glorious era of 80s music blaring from every boombox and car stereo. You know, the time when the Walkman was basically the must-have accessory, and everyone was trying to figure out how to do the moonwalk without falling on their faces. Among all this whirlwind of 1980s pop culture, something quietly kicked off that would grow into this massive cultural phenomenon, the debut of a daytime TV show that no one really saw coming at first. Yeah, I'm talking about a show that started pretty modestly, but ended up feeling like a warm chat with a wise, no-nonsense friend every afternoon. The first airing? It was 1986, and if you think about it, that's smack dab in the middle of an era famous for 80s TV shows loaded with neon and synth pop intros. But this show? Nah. It didn't need glitter or a flashy theme song to capture your attention. It was all about real talk, moments that tugged at the heartstrings, and yes, occasional tearjerker interviews that made you pause your 8-track. Remember those? Back then, American daytime television was kind of a desert of fluffy game shows and soap operas. Suddenly, this fresh voice popped up, featuring conversations about real-life struggles, triumphs, and all that juicy human drama. It was like daytime TV got a much-needed injection of let's get real. And that, my friend, was groundbreaking. Because sure, 80 celebrities were everywhere, but afternoon shows often stuck to safe, predictable topics. This one broke the mold. And while everyone else was busy rocking acid-washed jeans and trying to imitate Madonna's countless looks, seriously, who had the stamina for 1980s fashion? Viewers found solace in these honest conversations. This show's debut tapped into this wave of cultural change, like a mirror reflecting both the glitz and the grit of the decade. Looking back, it's kind of wild to think about the timing. 80s movies were exploding with glam and action heroes, 80s music dominated the charts with synth pop and rock anthems, and yet, in the middle of all that noise, this show quietly began its climb, slow, steady, and totally compelling. Of course, it wasn't all serious stuff. There was a charm to the way humor sneaked in, how everyday stories were shared with a wink and a smile, making viewers feel like they were just hanging out with someone who got it. The kind of comfort that made you keep coming back day after day, cup of coffee in hand, maybe rocking an oversized sweater that screamed, "I'm totally from the 80s." Funny enough, this show also became a stepping stone for many who would later define pop culture and media in the coming decades. And that first episode? It didn't have the flashiest ratings, but it planted a seed that grew into a giant tree of influence. Talk about humble beginnings. If you ever want a fresh but nostalgic look at growing up in those vivid 1980s, you might want to check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, filled with all the pop culture, quirky family moments, and true grit that made the decade unforgettable. Seriously, it's like a friendly invitation to travel back and laugh, cry, and maybe even cringe a little, because let's be honest, 80s fashion was a roller coaster. So next time you're flipping through channels or scrolling through streaming options, remember that this show's first broadcast wasn't just another air date. It was a quiet revolution, a fresh voice in the loud mix of 1980s pop culture that still echoes in daytime TV today. And hey, if you want to relive a slice of that vibe, go for the memoir, pour yourself something nostalgic like a Tab or Crystal Pepsi, and enjoy the ride. All right, I'm off to hunt down my old cassette tapes and maybe try the moonwalk one more time. Wish me luck.